Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. I thought I'd do a quick update on my RPM challenge progress so far. So today is the 13th of February 2015. Whereabouts am I on my schedule? Well, I've jiggled about with my days a bit this week. Monday, that was the 9th of February. It was supposed to be a rest day, but I actually did an evening in the studio instead. So I created the main bits of Song 7. Tuesday should have been my Song 7 day, shouldn't it? So I went in and spent Tuesday doing more on Song 7, which is great. And then Wednesday, I was going to have the evening off because it was my birthday. In fact, I had the whole day off work as well because it was my birthday. And that gave me the opportunity to do some vocals during the daytime rather than in the evening when my voice is maybe a bit more tired. So I did some vocals on Wednesday during the day, and that was also for Song 7. So I kind of got myself stuck in working on for three consecutive days on Song 7. Which is not really the plan. The plan was to do one day on a song and then move on to the next song. So when Thursday came along, and I should have been doing... Thursday should have been a rest day, but it was... Because I'd rested on Wednesday, I thought, well, I should be going back into the studio again Thursday, but kind of ran out... Didn't allow myself enough time, really. Didn't get into the studio until about 10 p.m. But I did do something for Song 8 on there as well. So gets me back sort of on schedule. By the end of the Thursday, the 12th, I should have had Song 8 sketch in my bag, and I kind of have, but it's a very, very minor sketch. So I'm kind of taking stock really on where I am and what my approach is, because I've been trying to take this approach of doing a song a day and just taking it to a level of a sketchy level where it can be picked up and continued later on in the month. But on a couple of occasions, I've found myself stretching beyond a day. So I think Song 4, I ended up doing an evening and a half on, and then Song 7, as I just mentioned, two evenings and an afternoon as well. So. Yeah, but kind of looking at what I've got so far, I've got four songs that are in sort of almost finished stage, or finished or almost finished. Two are vocal songs, and two are instrumentals. And that gives me about 18 minutes of running time, so that's about half the album in those four songs. Half the sort of required running time, so that's quite good. The other four songs, that's one vocal song and three that are kind of currently instrumental riffs, with some ideas for some words, but not necessarily a traditional song structure. So they're going to require quite a bit of work to get over the finishing line, if indeed I want to do that. But I might choose to carry on and do Song 9 this evening, and Song 10 maybe tomorrow. Maybe I'll delay that because of it being Valentine's Day. I can think of things I'd rather do with my evening on that particular day. I might continue and do Song 9 and Song 10, and then that might give me the opportunity to edit and actually say, well, I'm going to cut these two weakest songs and just, you know, pick and choose the best stuff for the album. Not sure. It'd be interesting to see. So once I finish the songwriting phase, So let's say I'll go through and do song 9 and maybe song 10. Once I put the songwriting phase to bed, will I? And you know, I'll go in and start working on the tracks, on the production work and the recording work that's required. But I'm wondering whether I'll be missing the songwriting. I wonder if it's going to get boring for me because I'm just going to be doing production work then. And I don't know. It'll be interesting to see whether I miss the songwriting and whether I want to do some more songwriting again later in the month. Again, maybe I can, if I write an 11th song, again, it might give me the opportunity to push out something that's weaker. Or I might completely run out of time because I actually found with song 7, once you've passed the initial phases and you get into the fine tuning and production work, it's very easy to keep finding things that are wrong and things you want to redo and stuff, and it can be a bit of a rabbit hole. So it could be that part of the process becomes very that I run out of time on the production side. So I don't know. This is a big experiment for me. I guess what I learned from this month, I will take into the next time I try and do something like this. So there's a quick update from me. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves. Speak to you again soon. Toodle-poo.